Welcome to Leadership Moments.
In every great leader's life, there are pivotal moments that shape their character, test their resilience, and awaken their vision.
Together, we'll uncover the invaluable lessons hidden within these transformative moments. Today, my co-host Tracy Ann and I are going to tackle a fascinating topic that every leader should be aware of: recency bias. This cognitive bias can significantly impact your decision-making and strategic planning. Recency bias is essentially the tendency to weigh recent events more heavily than earlier events, which can skew a leader's perspective, possibly causing leaders to overemphasize recent successes or failures.
Absolutely, Stacey. You know, let's take a closer look at recency bias. First of all, it's a psychological quirk we all have, where we remember the most recent information the best. It's like the new kid on the block, stealing the spotlight from the old timers, regardless of their relevance. It's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel that way sometimes, for sure. Now, this isn't just a theoretical concept. It's backed by numerous studies in cognitive psychology and behavioral economics. For example, a study in the Journal of Behavioral Decision Making revealed that investors are more likely to believe the market will continue to perform well if they've recently seen financial gains. And similarly, a study in the Journal of Business Psychology found that businesses often adjust their risk strategies based solely on the outcomes of recent projects, leading to either overly cautious or reckless behaviors. This bias even affects performance appraisals, where leaders tend to rate team members more on a recent work than on the entire review period.
Yeah, you know, those are perfect examples. Another is in marketing. Recency bias can lead firms to focus on strategies that recently have generated buzz, but potentially neglecting established channels that provide steady returns. In addition, a technology company found that its hiring leaders tended to prioritize candidates with recent experience in a specific programming language. So this preference led to the recruitment of candidates with homogeneous backgrounds, reducing diversity among the team. So you can see that recency bias doesn't just affect financial decisions or performance. It really impacts all areas of leadership and management, from hiring decisions to strategic planning, crisis management. Recognizing recency bias is the first step in mitigating its effects. So let's get a little more detail on why it actually occurs.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Recency bias occurs in workplaces due to several psychological and cognitive behaviors. For example, we have memory and attention. Humans tend to give more weight to recent events because they are more easily remembered and still in our immediate attention. The human brain may prioritize recent information over older experiences when making judgments. We also have availability heuristics. People often rely on information that is readily available to them when making decisions. So recent events or experiences are more accessible in our memory, leading individuals to place greater importance on them when assessing situations. Another one is impacts of emotion. Recent events or experiences that evoke stronger emotions, which can influence decision-making. So emotionally charged events are more likely to be remembered and given undue weight when evaluating an individual's performance or behavior.
Yeah, that's spot on. And other reasons that I can think of include short-term memory bias. The human brain tends to prioritize information stored in a short-term memory. So these are events or information that occurred recently are more likely to be at the forefront of the individual's minds, influencing their judgments and their perceptions. Another one would be cognitive load. If you're in a very busy work environment, individuals may be overwhelmed with information and tasks. So their cognitive load can make it challenging to consider a person's performance over an extended period, leading to reliance on the most recent information for convenience. And then another one I can think of is recency's perceived relevance. People often assume that recent events are more indicative of a person's current capabilities or behaviors. Fascinating. Stacey, what are some signs that you might be experiencing recency bias?
That's a great question, Tracy Ann. One key sign is when recent anecdotes or events disproportionately influence your decisions. For example, if a leader changes a long-term strategy because of one quarterly report, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And this often happens in project management and strategic planning when a single setback can disproportionately derail the long-term initiatives. Another sign is neglecting historical data. Mm-hmm. Leaders should balance new information with existing long-term trends. It's about the whole picture, not just the latest snapshot.
Absolutely. And in leadership, you know, you're often required to forecast and plan. Falling into the recency trap, and that leads to skewed risk assessments, unrealistic expectations. Leaders have to be vigilant. I saw a Harvard Business Review article, and it was highlighting that companies that often pivot their strategies based on recent market changes without a thorough analysis is a direct consequence of recency bias.
Yeah, you know, it's really amazing how often this occurs and goes unnoticed, which makes me wonder, what can leaders do to combat recency bias? So what are some techniques that you know of, Tracy Ann, that leaders can do?
I think the first thing, like anything, it's really about self-awareness. And this is the reason we're talking about this today. One effective technique is to establish structured decision-making processes that incorporate both recent and the historical data. You know, another strategy is to seek diverse viewpoints, encourage a culture of critical thinking. We all want that. That's really important. Consulting with team members who might have different perspectives and can navigate the risk of focusing too narrowly on recent events. And let's not forget about reflection. Taking the time to step back and assess why you're making a decision can help identify if recency bias is actually at play. So ask yourself, am I valuing this information because it's truly relevant, or is it just because it's recent?
Yeah, those are some really good ideas. And to add on to the critical and thinking diverse perspective piece that you talked about, leaders should not be shy to ask people to actually play the devil advocate's approach during strategic meetings. And also, regarding the data piece you mentioned, data analytics tools can assist leaders in visualizing long-term trends alongside recent data, providing a clearer picture that helps mitigate recency bias. I know I'm a visual learner, and that goes a long way for me.
Totally. And I'm a visual learner too. You know, these strategies really help avoid recency bias and promote a more balanced and comprehensive approach to leadership. Understanding and managing recency bias is key to maintaining balanced, informed leadership. By blending historical data with recent insights, leaders can forge strategies that stand the test of time. So until next time, keep looking beyond the immediate and lead with a long-term perspective. Teach others about recency bias so they become cognitively aware. And together, we can all make a difference.
Yeah, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insights on effective leadership. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review. We love hearing from our listeners. And that concludes another episode of Leadership Moments. We hope you found inspiration and valuable insights in what we shared today. Remember, leadership is not defined solely by titles or positions, but by the choices we make and the moments that shape us.
Embrace the challenges that come your way. They may be the very moments that propel you toward greatness. We'd love to hear your thoughts and stories as well. Connect with us on our website at leadershipmomentspodcast.com or through social media on Instagram at tap_be_the_game_changer
and Stacey Castor_. Remember, your leadership moment could be just around the corner waiting for you to seize it. This is Stacey Castor, and what doesn't challenge you won't change you.
This is Tracy Ann Palmer, and be the change you wish to see in the world.